We've spoken a lot on Farming Today about neonicotinoids and the row over the effect they may have on bees. Neonics, as they're more commonly known, are pesticides which are used to coat the seeds of, for instance, oilseed rape. The resulting plant is then toxic to bugs which attack it, for instance, the flea beetle. Well, some see them as effective and safe, others as a threat to bees, and both sides point to science to back up their arguments. Now, unpublished draft regulations indicate that the European Commission is pushing for a total ban on their use in fields. The leaked documents have been seen by journalist Damien Carrington. He's head of environment at The Guardian newspaper.
Well, what I saw was three leaked drafts of new regulations from the European Commission in which these, if passed, would completely ban the use of these three neonicotinoids, which are the main ones, in fields. So any outdoor use whatsoever would be banned and forever rather than, you know, the moratorium at the moment, which was always due to be reviewed. The only exception would be that if plants were grown entirely within greenhouses, then seed treatments using neonics could be employed.
At the moment, people can apply for an emergency derogation, an emergency exception to the ban. Would that still be allowed under the proposals that you've seen?
That is a good question, and I don't know the answer to it, I'm afraid to say. I mean, I think that there are provisions for grace periods, so you can extend the periods before which the complete ban comes into place. Whether emergency derogations would be allowed, I don't know.
There has been a lot of disagreement over many years now between the industry, which wants these chemicals and says they are absolutely vital, and particularly bee campaigners and other environmentalists who say that they do damage. This proposal doesn't just get passed, does it? This proposal would have to be agreed by all member states. Is that likely?
Well, what's clear from these draft regulations is that the European Commission wants a complete ban. And in terms of bringing through the temporary ban, which happened in 2013, the Commission wanted that and it got it. The details of how it got through are quite complicated, and it's to do with whether proposals get what's called a qualified majority vote, i.e. The nations of the European Union vote and their votes are counted in proportion to their populations. What actually happened with the temporary ban was that there was no decision, there wasn't a vote in favour or against, and in many cases when that happens the Commission's will prevails. And so I would say, although you're absolutely right, there will definitely be a lot of tussling on both sides, I would not be surprised at all if the Commission get this through.
We're speaking just a few days before Article 50 is triggered. In 2 years we'll be out. Why should we care?
Well, that's a good question. It may be that the UK decides to have different rules, but actually I saw some polling today, which I think is in The Economist, and it shows that the one thing that Remainers and Leavers both agreed on was that there should be very strict rules around the use of pesticides. So I think there's certainly a strong interest from the public that pesticides should be used very responsibly, and certainly the people who are in favour of more restrictions say that the science is becoming stronger every year in terms of the damage that it does to insects, bees and other pollinators. As you pointed out, the industry itself says that the evidence isn't entirely clear and that it's important for crops.
Damien Carrington there from The Guardian.